Today program on the air at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Rich McFadden. This is one of these moments in history, or at least in the history of the Good Day program. Now, remember, we're celebrating our 25th year, into our 25th year doing this program. How I never found this guy before, or how he never found me, is a mystery. I just found, Meredith and I were doing some work on Sunday, and this guy somehow or other popped up in the conversation, and when Meredith described, he'd done some work for Meredith's father's company, and when she described this fellow, I thought, my God, how can we not have ever crossed paths? And that's what her question was, too. So I set it about to have the people on the staff get to Ed Foreman, who is the happiest guy. Richie, this is a man who has been making for
decades already.
People feel happy. He's happy. He feels terrific. He wants to. He's. If you look at some of the video on his site, Ed Foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N, edforeman.com, you'll see him jumping around the stage. I thought this was Zig Ziglar on steroids or something.
Zig Ziglar. Oh, and, I love Zig.
And this guy, one of the things, the first thing that attracted me to Ed Foreman was that he had been a United States congressman from two different states. How do you do
that's
that?
Cool.
He was a millionaire by the time he was 26. Ed Foreman, welcome to Good Day. Why haven't we met yet?
One of my old constituents, adversaries, some time ago, when you talk about that being elected from two states, he said the only guy that had to keep changing states to stay in Congress.
Well, that may be true of more than we care to acknowledge, probably.
Yeah.
So when were you in Congress?
Oh, it was a long time ago, when you were a little boy, before you even knew about milking cows, Doug.
Really?
Yeah, I first went to Congress back in the Goldwater days, and was there, well, with Reagan and Ford and Nixon.
I don't want to spoil this for you, but I was a supporter of Barry Goldwater in college. So that's
well,
how
that's
far
good for you.
I
you're a good
back.
Boy. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was, too. It's amazing.
Yeah.
She had pretty
and I like Hillary.
She ran into Bill.
Yeah. there's a joke going around about Bill Clinton asking Paula Broadwell to do his memoir. Have you seen that of you?
Oh, come on.
All right, so you have been somebody, as I said, this very dear friend of mine, her father ran a business, a steel business in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And apparently, a while back, you were invited to come in and bring your message of health and wealth and happiness.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, her father was quite a guy. He was a doctor who owned a steel company.
Right, he was a chiropractor.
That's right. He was a very positive gentleman. And Meredith and her brothers, they were dynamic family. I haven't seen or heard or talked to them in years, but they had a great big, when you entered the steel mill, they had a great big poster there in front. Which, what kind of a day do you choose today? Terrible or terrific?
Yeah.
And if he asked you how you were during the day and you answered with the word terrific, he reached in his pocket and gave you a silver dollar. So you can imagine everybody in that steel mill were terrific. And whenever they answered terrific, they thought terrific. When they thought terrific, they acted terrific. When they acted terrific, they were terrific. And it was a productive, successful operation.
I'm going to introduce you to another friend of mine and his company you probably know of as well. His name is Robert Libman. Do you know the Libman broom and mop and...
Yeah.
And, yeah, all right, so he's got a company in central Illinois,
yeah.
And his philosophy may not be quite the same as Dr. Lipke's, but he is really, he's quite an entrepreneur, and he will love you. the thing that you have done, Meredith didn't tell me the story about the silver dollars, but
yeah.
That's a great way to get people to think. All people want, really and truly, when it boils down to the goodness of humanity, Ed, is to be happy.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about it is we decide on that each day. If somebody says, well, I'm not feeling very good today, just stop right there and say, cancel. I'm not thinking very good.
Mm-hmm.
See, think about what you think about. And if you catch yourself thinking about unhappiness, ill health, and adversity, just reach up and change the channel and think about what you want to happen.
Why is that so hard for people? happiness is so far removed from so many Americans.
Number one, they get accustomed to it. They're habitually worrying. They grew up in a worry atmosphere that I'm afraid this is going to happen. I'm afraid that's going to happen.
It's fear,
and so what
right?
happens is they're thinking about what they don't want to happen instead of what they do want to happen. And all you got to do is just, you know, you say to them, is that really what you want to happen? They say, no, I don't want to happen. You say, okay, what do you want to happen? And as they begin to think about what they want to happen, they begin to feel better. They begin to perform better. It's a fascinating, simple thing, but, you know, people pay me to teach them that.
So you're still running around the country doing this. You've learned this the easy way or the hard way. How did Ed Foreman get to feel happy?
Well,
I kind of
like
himself?
You. I grew up on a farm in Portales, New Mexico, milking cows and feeding chickens and, working horses and stuff like that. And I remember when I was a kid, getting up early in the morning was real cold and be barefooted and going out there to Cali. You look for a nice, warm, smoking cow pile to step in so your feet would warm up, you know, and get your hands up there around that udder so you can warm your hands up. I remember making myself a promise. Once I get off this farm, once I graduate from high school, I'll never milk another cow. I'll never slop another hog. I'll never clean another chicken house. And I haven't, I'll tell you since then.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I grew up, you're right, we both have very similar roots. I loved growing up on the farm. I love being around cows. And I still have that love.
Oh, that's great. You know, if you love it, do it.
To each his own, exactly. And I think that's your message. If you love it, but you got to find what you love, or can you create what you love? Do you have to find it, or can you create it?
Either way, the fascinating thing about it, the successful person, the most successful, lively, long-living person, has two things. Number one, they have something to do when they get up in the morning. They have a reason to get up. And number two, they have something or someone to love. If you've got something to do and something or someone to love, that's motivation enough. So if you don't love what you're doing, if you don't like what you're doing, back away from it and take a look at it as you did the first day when you had the opportunity to do what you did. And fire yourself into it with first day enthusiasm. Now, if when you back away and you look at it, you say, oh, my Lord, I don't know how, I just can't get excited about this, then quit and go do something you can get excited about. And if you do something that you really love doing, you'll never work a day in your life. I don't work. I get paid for doing what I do for nothing.
Exactly. That's what people say. We were talking about this earlier about my life and why I work 7 days a week. This program is on the air. I don't take a vacation.
Yeah.
I don't take days off. We'll be here on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and 4th of July because it's a labor of love.
Absolutely.
And so if people are able to find that, and you can work at this. You can work at, as you say, laughing, loving, and living. I have a friend who taught me about LSD. You know about LSD?
LSD.
LSD. Laughing, singing, and dancing.
That's great.
So taking that, now you can use that, and you can give me credit or not.
Oh, sure, yeah. First time or two, I'll say, as Doug Steffen says, and then I'll say, as a friend of mine says, and then I'll say, as I've always said.
You are. Somehow or other, you and I have to get together. Maybe we could do a show, a stage show together. Ed Foreman is here. You have to check out his website.
You know.
EdForeman.com. Richie and Roberta and Jennifer, you got to love
Ed. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I can't let you go without asking whether you've ever seen the movie Jerry Maguire.
I don't remember it.
Show me the money!
Well, show me the money!
Show me the money!
Right. With Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Well, in that movie, his mentor is a guy who sounds exactly like you do, named Dick Fox, Dickie Fox, and here's Dickie Fox.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
And I'm sitting here thinking, we've got Dickie Fox on the show right now.
That's actually what you got to do. And actually, I tell people who are having a struggle with it, I said, what you do is start talking to yourself. The most important person you talk to is yourself. So I give them a whole line of positive self-talk warm-ups. For instance, when you get up for today and tomorrow, this week is good to say, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I'm appreciative. And say it over and over, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I'm appreciative. And as the more you say it, the more enthusiastic you get, then start thinking, what am I grateful for? What am I thankful for? What am I appreciative for? And as you begin to enumerate the things that you're grateful, thankful, and appreciative for, then you begin to see how great life is. But most people go around thinking, oh, boy, I'm frustrated.
That's the thing, and especially at this time of year, what are you thankful for is the right question. I hope you can stick around with us for a while, because this is a great conversation. I would like to have you as long as you can stick around.
Happy to. You can't hardly get rid of me once you get me on the line.
Ed Foreman is here. Check out edforeman.com. This is the kind of thing that people like me live for, and I think that you get the spirit, you get the sense, you get the excitement. He's been on 60 Minutes. He's been on hundreds of covers of magazines, interviewed by newspapers. Ed Foreman is with us here on Good Day.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of Chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to 5 lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our focus here on Good Day, most every day, is to help you feel happy and feel better physically, emotionally, spiritually. And that's what Ed Foreman is all about. I'm happy to have made his acquaintance and to have him here on Good Day. You may want to check out his way of getting you started or thinking, yeah, the world is full of people like Ed. Why do we need him? It's a good question. Ed Foreman is here. EdForeman.com is his website.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we have Ed Foreman with us, who is a motivational speaker, somebody that you'd be happy to be around. How long have you been married, Ed?
Over 50 years.
And your wife thinks what of your daily routine?
She thinks I'm happy, healthy, and terrific. Sometimes she can hardly stand me, but she tolerates me.
There you go. So you have all kinds of courses that you lead, helping people. I was just thinking, the name of this program is the Good Day Program. I'm looking at all of the things online that I subscribe to that help to give me an attitudinal direction that I want to be in. And I'm just, as I listen to you and I'm looking at all this stuff, I'm thinking, how many props do many of us, I have normally a pretty good attitude toward things,
Yeah. But
I feel like I need support. And it's kind of a sad commentary in a way on, it's great for you and people like you, maybe people like me who work at helping people have a better day. But when you consider how many people are down, how many people are depressed, whether it's reality of their circumstances, or sometimes, women when they go into menopause, or you lose somebody, whatever it is, the depression, younger people today are more depressed, and on Prozac and Zoloft and all these other things that seem to artificially try to keep you at least stable. I wonder if, when exposed to all of these messages, could you get around having to use all of that stuff?
Yeah, unfortunately, the interesting thing about it, it's a result of what they feed their mind. The most important thing you put into your body is the thoughts that you put in your mind, what you read, the people that you associate with, and what you listen to. And if you're reading the newspaper every morning, all the murders, wars, and rapes, which are the things that are unusual that happened, if you're listening to most radio, they're telling about the astonishing, unusual things that happen. You're watching television, they're telling about the wars and all of these kinds of things. Then you think the whole world's that way, but the world's not that way. The world is basically a good world. And so you don't catch depression. You don't catch happiness. You create it by the thoughts that you put in your mind. So carefully choose what you read, what you listen to, and the people with whom you associate. Turn off the bad news. Read the funny paper if you want to, but you don't have to. Remember, the only thing they do is change the names and the places. It's right. The same wars.
Same
it's
store.
The same battles that are going on.
I said to a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, who just got hired yesterday to be the president of a really good college in Pennsylvania, and he worked at my alma mater. I was on the board there for 12 years, and I was a big supporter of his. And as he was getting ready to go be interviewed and try to figure out which school, because it came down to a couple of schools offered him a job, I said, Jimmy, before you go to bed every night, think about what you want and hold that thought in your mind. What is it you want the most?
Absolutely.
And he said that he did that, and the school that he wanted to go most, to lead, is the one that hired him.
Exactly. What you sincerely and earnestly desire and hold your mind upon will become a reality in your life. The unfortunate thing is most people are taught from their upbringing, sit around the breakfast table and the supper table with mom and dad, to worry about how are we going to make this month's payment? How are we going to pay off the loan at the bank? How are we going to... So they're raised on worry, and they think that's the way they have to go. And the fascinating thing about it is, start filling your mind full of good things. The fascinating thing about it is when bad things happen, look for the bright side. You say, what did I learn from it? Or how did I keep it from happening?
Look on the bright side of life. Do you ever sing?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. I sing to myself.
Yeah, you sing, and that does that make you feel happy when you're in the shower? Do you feel happy?
Absolutely. There's a blue bird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill. Yes, sir. Keep your daytime job, Eddie.
Is that what your mother said? What'd your mother and father think about what you decided to do?
My mother was the greatest encouraging teacher a child could have. My mother, she was a very positive woman, and when I was growing up on that farm, she would tell me, someday, son, you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and you're going to travel here, and you're going to have these things. And the fascinating thing about it is she put those things in my mind. She was the greatest teacher that I ever had. And the fascinating thing about it is if you've got a mom, you've got a dad that can do that for you, be grateful. And if you are a mother or father, start talking to your children about what they can do, what they can have, where they can go, the good things in life. And if you'll talk to them about that, don't say, well, you were never good at math. You never could succeed at that. Tell them what they're good at and encourage them and love them.
That's an important lesson to learn. My father was an orphan, and as a result of that, he figured out on his own how to succeed, but he was very careful, and his fears showed in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
He would tell me, well, you're not really capable of doing that. You're not qualified for that, or be satisfied with what you have. You know, we come from a modest family,
mm-hmm.
so don't do anything other than, and you fill in the blank. And that was always difficult for me, and still is, frankly.
Yeah.
What a wonderful connection. I hope you and I will become better friends, and that you will appear on this program with regularity, and perhaps it's something we can do together. Ed Foreman, a pleasure to have you here to help us feel happy and healthy and terrific. Check out Ed Foreman, foreman.com. Ed, congratulations on having a wonderful life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Everybody done the poll today? Check out the polls at DougStephan.com. The poll today asks, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish is? I said stuffing. What say you, Rich McFadden?
Ooh, stuffing is pretty good stuff, but man,
sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, other. Does pie count as a side dish?
No, that's a dessert.
No, what?
I can't choose the green bean casserole because I am the maker of the green bean casserole, so I'm going to have to put that aside. So I'm going to go with the potatoes.
I hope you have nice crispy green bean casserole.
Oh, I wait till last to put those dirty onions on there, and then I make them nice and crisp. Turn that oven up nice and hot.
So good.
Nice and crisp.
All right, so Jennifer, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
I like regular mashed potatoes.
Yeah, me too.
Frankly, but stuffing is good. All right, and the green bean casserole can be good. Whatever your source, whatever your interest, you may tell us at
DougStephan.com. Down here in the South, we do macaroni and cheese, too.
Yeah, it's that's true. Good as you crisp it up.
You put the breadcrumbs on top and make it nice and crispy.
Mm, our poll yesterday, who's cooking your Thanksgiving dinner, 32% of you said you were, 30% of you said somebody else in the family, 17% said you're eating out. Ugh, eating out on Thanksgiving? Oh!
Hey, watch it, buddy.
14%, I have no idea, and 6%, friends. All right, so that's that piece of the pie, if you'll pardon the pun. Check it out at DougStephan.com. Speaking of checking things out, Uri Geller is with us. Uri, I don't know if you were listening. Sometimes you listen.
Michael's calling Uri right now. He'll be with us in 30 seconds. Yeah.
All right, so before we get to Uri, then, let me let you track something that's at DougStephan.com. When you take the poll, look at this story that comes from a Seattle man who's trying to start a movement to bring back one of the foods that was served at the first Thanksgiving. This is for Roberta. Eel.
Yeah.
Oh, Thanksgiving eel. My father used to eat that stuff.
And Roberta is the first person I thought
of. How do you stuff an eel, by the way?
They used to do that. Roberta used to do that when she was a kid. Her father, with the Italians, they would
She still does, doesn't she? I always remember her saying that they get loose in the house or something.
Ah. Awful, awful, awful.
Snakes of the sea.
Yep. Yeah,
it's the, my father used to eat.
I'll eat a little eel when I go off for
sardines,
sushi.
Sardines, the same thing. It's horrible. Harry Geller joins us in a minute. Stand by here on Good Day.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Don't worry, be happy.
It's 22 before the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The essence of our conversation with Ed Foreman, maybe we multiply, divide, triplicate, is a, we can't make these people, but they do appear. And sometimes when you most need them, Harry Geller is a great example of that. As somebody with whom I've been friends for almost 20 years, here's a guy that has the mental attitude. And I was just talking to him off the air, especially when you think about your family and friends that are over in Israel and subject to all of this nonstop barrage back and forth between the Palestinians, Hamas, and the Israelis. You think about this solution, or not finding a solution to the problem, and you wonder why it is or how it is that people get off into this fear and this anger and all this fighting, when it's so much easier to have your message, Uri, or Ed Foreman's message of using, in your case, your mind to create the attitude that creates happiness.
Well, you know, Doug, decide to be happy and you're halfway there. Think about that. Most people, unfortunately, I want to believe that 7 billion people out there, most of them in a way are unhappy because they're struggling. It's mainly no financial support from anyone. They are living in or under conditions that are appalling. Just look at the world situation. Look at huge countries or even continents where people still have no electricity, no water. I mean, it's just crazy. It's hard to believe. And I have to remind you all that every 4 seconds, a baby dies from hunger. From hunger, somewhere around the world, every 4 seconds. Let's experience this. 21, 22, 23, 24. A baby just died. And then you have every 48 seconds, a child dies from malaria somewhere around the world. And you're talking about happiness, you know? You can imagine the tragedy that these families go through day in and day out.
But why should we wrap ourselves around those tragedies? Why do we let them get the best of us?
I'm not saying for us to wrap around these tragedies, but
no, I'm just saying the news media or people in general seem to gravitate. It's almost, excuse me, like it was the human condition with so many of us to expect the worst or to be kind of down and mostly out, when in fact you can create a wonderful ambiance if you think about what you want, not what you don't want.
Yeah, but Doug, you know, my mantra is be or try to be in an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful for everything you have. You know, we take health for granted. We, until it hits us. When we have a health problem, then we realize that immediately it dwarfs everything else. Money is not important at all when you have no health. You want to have health. And because of the struggles and your the surroundings of poor people, they don't have health, most of them. They don't have a place to go to ask for health, to be cured for medicine, etc. So we've got to be in an attitude of gratitude. And while we are in that attitude, we do have to reflect and look around us and see what is happening around us. You can't really, Doug, come on, detach yourself from the misery of other people that are suffering around the world. Can you?
No.
No.
But how can we make it better for them?
Well, I mean, Doug, there's two different ways to look at the misery that goes on around the world. There's A, the news media that uses it to make money.
Yeah.
And then there's B, the people who want to actually go out and help. Seriously have concern for these people and want to go out and help. You just have to decide which one you need to pay attention to.
Yeah. And the people who are in the position to help, who can afford to help, the wealthy people, many of them do that. Many of them do that with no publicity, no PR, no hoopla around it, because some very famous people, some celebrities, actually do it for publicity.
Yeah.
But most people, and then the wealthy individuals, the Bill Gates of the world, are hugely generous. So they're helping. But, you know, Doug, that's the way the world is. You know, not me and not this person, what's his name that you just mentioned?
Ed Foreman.
You know, not Ed Foreman can, you know, pull out a miracle and change the world suddenly. They can lecture and motivate and inspire groups of people. They can create books and DVDs, which is, in a way, a business by itself. But they can, you know, do to a limited effort to help those people out there. But there are billions of people who need help. So there's no solution, no immediate solution to this, Doug. And we all know it. We're all trying in our tiny molecular way to help. You don't really need to be rich to help. There's no doubt in my mind that all of you on the show and many of you listening to the show, probably most of you listening to the show, once in your life, maybe two or three or four times, you have given to charity. Right, Doug? You have given to charity?
Yes.
All of us gave to charity.
Yeah, we all have, yeah.
Sure.
So there's no magic pill, there's no magic bullet that you can say, okay, I'm going to change the world. It's easy to ask me, well, why is there misery? Come on, we don't have to be rocket scientists to know, because the world is struggling, because there is still disease, there are still wars, there are still people killing each other in the name of religion, there are economical downfalls, there is ecological tragedies, there is, I mean, I can name you a whole list of things that are being created partly maybe by Mother Nature, partly by world leaders, governments, etc., that hinder the pathway to creating a better world and peace on our planet.
Peace. It's and quiet and love and things. And it's almost like you're put down. Yeah. If you believe in these things or you try to espouse them, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. And people spend their whole life, sometimes it's based on religious, ethnic backgrounds, sometimes it's based on what neighborhood you grew up in, sometimes it's based on what school you go to,
yep,
who your parents are, all of that stuff. But it would be so wonderful if we could break, and I know a lot of people who say we're headed in that direction, we're going to break this the dome. What is it they say in Israel? They have a dome of an
iron dome.
Yeah, right. And maybe we've got that.
There's like a 95% success rate of stopping the Hamas rockets from hitting civilian targets. Yeah, we are all waiting for a nirvana. We are all waiting for some miracle, for some positive happening. But many people are negative. They are skeptical. They dwell in darkness. And, you know, those who speak ill of this world are usually, Doug, those who have never succeeded in living it. So you've got to be positive. And I tell you again, it's not easy to be positive. But if you think, okay, I'll try to be positive today. What is being positive? Think positive. Think motivational. Think inspirational. Think spirituality. And be in an attitude of gratitude. That's how I started this program. And something will overcome you, a pleasant feeling, a happiness of sort. And that, if you can inject that into others, well, then you're already doing something positive.
It's an injection for sure. We'd like to think that it would be something that you could do. There are people who have in their mind that they can not be agents of change, but not on the positive side. And I mean, think about that, not only the news media, but the books that are written, the movies that are produced, the television shows that we see, and they all have the same message for the most part. Kill them. The bad guys and the good guys. It's the white hats and the black hats. It's riding off into the... It's really kind of appalling.
It is. I mean, all you have to do is look at the games out there that are engaging millions of people.
All right. Well, let's hope that that stuff changes. I just wanted to get your spin on that, as usual. Check out Uri's website, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Uri, have a wonderful... We don't celebrate Thanksgiving over there, but we can be thankful that we have you.
Okay, I love you all, and send peaceful thoughts into Palestine and into Israel, and hopefully something positive will happen in the coming 48 hours.
Good idea. Thanks, Uri.
Bye-bye.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. It's the busiest shopping time of the year. Black Friday and Cyber Monday are almost here, and tech is at the top of wish lists. This year, mobile marketing will be big, and AT&T Mobile Marketing Solutions is helping businesses reach you with the best deals anywhere, anytime. Using mobile barcodes, QR codes, and geofencing, businesses can be sure you have the best offers right in the palm of your hand. No need to worry about finding the next power fix for your smartphone with the new Duracell PowerMat 24-hour power system. It features a wireless charging case for the iPhone 4 and 4S or Samsung Galaxy S3, a portable backup battery to keep you powered on the go, and a sleek power mat. For the reader in the family, there's the Kobo Mini, the world's smallest and lightest full-featured e-ink e-reader. The Mini features a 5-inch no-glare e-ink touchscreen that makes reading easy on the eyes, and it fits in your pocket so you can carry up to 1,000 e-books wherever you go. Never worry about losing your files and pictures again with Carbonite. Automatically backup computer files on Macs and PCs whenever the computer is connected to the internet, featuring anytime, anywhere access so users can remotely access their files from any internet-connected device. The gamer in your life needs the Logitech G710 Plus mechanical gaming keyboard. It offers high-speed, low-noise mechanical keys and adjustable dual-zone backlighting to minimize distraction and help you stay focused on the game. 6 programmable G-keys let you record and access up to 18 game-specific functions. For more information, go to KillerApps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com. The 60-second pain relief.
Make it 53 after the hour, Wednesday, on the Good Day program. Time now for us to cook, if you get that. This is a clever way of introducing Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, who's here with some Thanksgiving advice. And as you prepare to start thinking about Christmas, do not think of getting a pet from now until the end of the year. This is an age-old problem. Warren will explain to you why that is the dumbest idea of the season, but many of you will not pay attention, and therefore you may spoil the life of a wonderful pet. We'll talk about that in a second. This is Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here on Good Day.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
All right, before we get to the advice for pets for Christmas holiday season, the folks at PETA have requested that the President of the United States not pardon the two turkeys that are supposed to be pardoned. Now, turkeys are not necessarily pets, or have you? Now, I just said that, and I know I'm going to eat my words, pardon the pun. I'm figuring that Warren has come across in his tour of duty over the last 35 years as America's foremost pet expert. You've come across people who've had turkeys as pets, right?
All I have to do is look in the mirror.
I had Chomper.
I thought you were going to talk about present company and
No, no. I had Chomper. Chomper was a turkey that I had rescued many, many years ago, and he lived with me for like 7 years, and he had a really great... He lived with my chickens and my ducks and got along with everybody.
Uh-huh. And so what happened at the end? He just died?
He died of old age, yeah. He just died of old age.
What do you do with an old, a dead turkey? What do you do?
I used to literally, when I had my place in Cobleskill, which you know of, I did when I had my farm up there is I would actually bury my animals myself and then carve a headstone out of stone and leave it there. And when I sold the house, I made sure that would remain forever.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, I know that you had a farm in Cobleskill. I didn't realize that that's what you did with them.
Yeah, all my animals. I make their own headstones. I knock the stone. I carve it in myself.
Yeah.
At least I can do.
So then PETA says, don't pardon these poor, defenseless, wonderful, sweet birds. Please do not pardon them. So, I guess so what? Are they on the right path? We were talking about being a vegetarian, not being a vegetarian. PETA, we always have our fun with them. But if you didn't have, it was 46 million turkeys, I think, this year will be eaten at Thanksgiving, and 240 will be consumed over the course of the year. They are nice, friendly, sweet things, so say the folks at PETA.
Well, they are, but, PETA confuses me a lot. Years ago, I used to be a big supporter of PETA when they were first starting out, but now they put out these statements, and you know what? If I don't understand them, how could the general public understand them? They just totally baffle me sometimes.
Well, they're foolish.
They specialize in PR stunts just to get attention.
And you know what?
Their message gets lost in their silliness.
They get the attention. But what's happening is years ago, everyone was positive about what they were doing. Now when they put these ridiculous ads outside, it becomes almost kind of comedic to most people.
Right. I mean, you look at these things today. There are two things that are on the social media. One of them, Mr. President, please legalize pot. Mr. President, please don't pardon those turkeys. Come on. All right, so what about the dogs and people looking at dogs now as a present for Christmas? Well, maybe we have to remind people a couple of times of this.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting because for years and years and years, I always tell people you never, ever, ever want to get a dog or a cat around the holidays because, the trees are in the house, you're too busy, you're running in and out, there's all kinds of dangerous things around the house, and it holds true, but there is kind of a caveat to that. I've changed my mind many years ago, and I said, listen, if it's a matter of saving a dog in a life-and-death situation out of a shelter, I don't care if you adopt them on Christmas Eve, take them home. But the bottom line is if you're looking to purchase or you're planning in advance, try not to do it around the holidays because it's just too many crazy things going on around the house. And actually, more dogs and cats are returned in January than any other time of year.
All right. Don't do it unless it's a
Don't
rescue.
Do it.
That's what Warren says. Warren Eckstein, check out his website, thepetshow.com through dougsteffen.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.